closer.
You have to take me to shore! According to the code of the Order of the Red
First! Red. Your return to shore was not part of our negotiations nor our agreement, so I must do nothing. And secondly, you must be a pirate for the Pirate's Code to apply, and you're not. And thirdly, the code is more what you'd call guidelines than actual rules. Welcome aboard the Black Pearl, Miss Turner.
This is stupid. You call me a stupid idiot? Let me tell you something. You're a stupid idiot.
But he'll go all the way to Plaster City!
So he goes all the way to Plaster City. I don't know about you, but I'm turning this thing around. Now, you want to catch him? You get out and run!
Ah, Dr. Jones. I'm R. Webber. I spoke with your assistant. We've managed to secure 3 seats. But there might be a slight inconvenience, as you will be riding on a cargo full of live poultry.
Is he kidding?
What do you think of my desk? I made it myself. And I have all these pieces left.
It's great.
You think so?
Sure. Right, Randall?
It's a piece of crap.
Very good.
Looks like it was built by a Riri.
Delicious. It does, doesn't it?
And this whole stupid building in the shape of an L. Why? In case you forget your initials?
That was uncalled for.
Everybody, everybody, let's get into it. Get stupid. Get retarded. Get retarded.
That of all the motherfuckers that could be listening to this show, you're like one of 10. That's pretty elite, man.
I hope that was an attempt at humor.
It's time once again for the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. All your favorite dumbasses have once again gathered in Studio D Chevalier, the awesome cast of the show semi-live in the shadow of beautiful Pikes Peak, which is in scenic Colorado Springs. Who the fuck are you kidding? Scenic and beautiful it ain't, but the show is going to hit your ears like a train going like 4 miles an hour. And here's the host of the show from sonofcheese.com. It's Derek Knight with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
Hi, kids. How are you all anyway? It is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. This is Derek Knight, sonofcheese.com. With us, as always, Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com.
As almost always. Hello.
As almost always. The enthusiasm dripping from you.
Yep, I drip.
Like puddling sweat, although it's just enthusiasm. It smells, yes. Smells a little better than sweat.
Good.
Yeah. Heather from Matted Spam.
Hi.
Hi. Jason Ozant from Red Rum Radio.
What's up?
And I was going to, like, switch it up because, like, I went around and said, Ray...
Oh, you woke me up.
Hi, Ray.
Hi.
How are you?
How you doing?
You'll be probably more excited about this show because we're going to talk about food again.
Ah, food.
Yeah. So the music, I mean, the music's all right, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you like music.
Yeah, I like music.
Got an Iron Maiden shirt on.
Yeah. Gave you a very interesting song for
you did.
Show.
The Dim Sum Girl. Yeah. Boy, loved it. Gonna keep it. Gonna play it. It's going to be in my iPod. But yeah, what we're going to do is we're going to completely rip off the Food Network. You know, people do it all the time. I mean, it's, you know... Originality is overrated. They do a show called The Best Thing I Ever Ate. And they've at least been able to extend the franchise by coming up with different genres. And I had hoped everybody was going to come prepared for this.
Oh, God.
I did send... So I set out the topics.
I
said,
don't remember seeing
do
that.
The best we ever ate. It's because you haven't been paying attention.
Do we have a genre on this one?
No. It's just the best thing you ever ate. Did you not come prepared?
I have several.
Yeah, well, you can come up with whatever you can come up with. I'm sure there is more than one best thing you've ever ate.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just knowing you.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure there's a lot of favorites, a lot of favorites.
Yes, it
is. Yeah, and it is tough to kind of narrow it down. I mean, sometimes it's situational, you know.
Oh yeah,
like those tacos that I like so bad every month. Mm. Not sure. I don't know if I could eat there every day. That would be tough.
I even have to go there.
You do. Well, yeah, as much as I've talked about it. I mean, you know, the problem is also if you talk about a place, then it builds it up.
Yeah.
It's like a movie. I mean, everybody loved The Hangover when it first came out.
See, I never saw that.
And I didn't think it was the best movie I ever saw. I mean, it certainly didn't live up to the hype. It wasn't bad. But it's the same with restaurants, and especially with restaurants, because what about inconsistencies? What about a bad day in the kitchen? I mean, you take somebody somewhere, and it's been great, 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 and then suddenly it's a mediocre day. You'll notice.
Oh, it's like,
and then the person you're with, it's their first experience. Oh my God, what if they're not impressed? Then they think you're a moron.
Every time I take you to Jun's,
yeah.
It's been bad for you.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, that I only went the one time, and it wasn't great.
We went twice, actually.
We did?
Yeah, we went to lunch one time.
At Jun?
Yes.
We did?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes.
You're sure that wasn't Fujiyama?
No, we went to the one over on Centennial.
Yeah, that was where we went.
Yeah, then we went to...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Yes. That's why. See?
That's why you didn't remember.
Exactly. Yeah, must have been.
Yeah, see? So,
Colin.
Don't start with me. I have absolutely no idea.
Don't you start with me.
That's well, right.
You hate to play favorites. So.
Yeah, that's adding to this. I mean...
Jason!
It depends
on... Okay.
See, he'll take one for the team. Look at the enthusiasm. Okay, I'm ready. I'm up.
I like food. I'm hungry.
Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
I can start right away with this restaurant that was down in Austin. And I think it was a chain. I don't know if it was like a nationwide chain, but there were at least like, there was like some in Houston. There was some in Austin.
Yeah.
A couple in like San Antonio. But it was a place called Chewy's. And it's a Tex-Mex place.
Okay.
Oh, it was so good. Just the best. They have the best chili rellenos ever.
Are they crispy fried?
They were crispy fried with the ranchero sauce on top of them, stuffed with beef and cheese. Oh,
wow.
So good.
Yeah. There's a place in Denver called Las Delicias. There's it was five, I think now there's only four locations. But they do a crispy fried chili relleno. It's actually hard to come by a good crispy chili relleno. Mm-hmm. But these are really, really good.
Yeah, now I wasn't ready for that too, because I think that's the first time I actually had like a crispy fried chili relleno.
Yeah.
And they brought it to me and I was like, hell is this?
Yeah.
I was like, all right, I'll eat my mistake. I thought it was a mistake. Oh my God. Best mistake I ever made. Yeah. It was so good.
Yeah. Good chili relleno can actually top most everything else. I mean, because chili rellenos just by definition are pretty good.
Yeah.
And then if you get a really good one, then holy hell, you know, then you spend the rest of your life trying to live up to that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And the restaurant's great too. It had a great atmosphere about it. I know it seems kind of weird, but one of the things that's like all over the walls is they have like hubcaps from cars all over the walls.
Wait. Let's start over. So the place is called Chewy's.
Chewy's.
It's in Austin.
Austin.
And the walls are covered with hubcaps?
Hubcaps.
Hey, Chewy, man. We don't have enough hubcaps for the wall. Oh, no problem, boy. I'm going to go and get some more. I got to go like tonight about 2 in the morning. I come back with all the hubcaps, man. All the hubcaps in the one neighborhood.
That's how we going to decorate.
Not stereotypical at all.
No, not at all. But, of course, along with those hubcaps, they had all the napkins were wrapped with like these little circular stickers that were in different colors.
Okay.
It was like kind of like a tradition there. Whenever you dine there, you put your initials on it and you stick it to the wall.
So those are
all the place. I know that sounds trashy, but you walk into the place and you're like, actually, this kind of works.
Yeah, but it's kind of almost personalized. It's like saying, yeah, this is my place now.
Yep.
And then everybody feels like home.
Yeah. And it's always like an hour and a half wait to get in that place, too. It is always packed.
Yeah, that's kind of the worst part about finding something that you love is kind of being careful who you share it with.
Mm-hmm.
Because you think, I should call the Food Network. Wait, no. No, because I want to actually get a table next time.
Right.
So that is the tricky thing, and especially if you come to the party late and everybody else knows it's great and you just find out, and then, you know, you're just a part of the crowds. But sounds like a great place.
Oh, it's awesome.
And if I ever make it to Austin, I will definitely go eat at Chewy's.
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 Chuy's.
Chewy. Beto. Come ese. Yeah, sounds great. I love Mexican food, so that's just, you've sold me just based on the crispy chili.
Like I said, it's not the authentic Mex, it's Tex-Mex.
See, this, you know, doesn't always have to be authentic. I mean, I'm pretty damn pale, so I don't mind gringoized Mexican food, and you get a lot of that around here. I mean, I like authentic tacos, like you watched me eat earlier, but I don't mind a good Tex-Mex or a good gringo Mexican, as long as the food is good.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, then I will definitely enjoy it. Ray.
Hello.
You have so many likes, and you'll try just about anything.
Oh, you know
I
it.
Mean, you're like the, you know, that little kid on the Life cereal thing. He'll eat it.
Yes.
And pretty much you will. You have eaten things that I won't even touch, like squid tentacles and other things. It's kind of like the sucker's still attached, and he'll, like, eat it.
Don't like calamari.
Hmm? Oh, no, like I like, it. No, this is not calamari. This is squid, like squid sashimi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. This is the guy that will eat whatever you put in front of him.
The latest thing I've had is these deep fried, it's octopus and with the juice and all.
Okay.
But they put a batter over it and they deep fry it into nice little ball spheres.
Okay.
And they're the greatest thing.
Octopus balls.
Octopus balls.
Got it.
But I'm...
Okay. So like rubber band balls that people make, but it's octopus.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I guess I post the pictures on Facebook.
Do you eat it like an apple?
No. I popped in my mouth and you can still see the steam.
So they're not that big?
They're about a little bone fistful, you know.
Good God, Ray.
Okay, so.
But the best thing I ever ate.
Yeah.
Was probably Ruth Chris.
Okay.
In Las Vegas, about 2 a.m. in the morning. It's a grill ribeye.
Okay.
Yeah. And they bring it out, and you ask for the saute butter to pour yeah. over it.
Mm.
And it is most juicy, and it has to be blue blood, rare as can be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Just like 5 seconds on each side.
Oh, yeah.
And done.
I mean, it is probably, it was so tender. I mean,
I've heard really good things about Ruth Chris.
You know, and there was a, we were down in Phoenix for a hockey tournament. There was a Ruth's Chris across the street from her hotel, and I didn't go. Some of the people we were with did, and they said they got the worst service of their life. Now, then again, are these the best, you know, people to believe? Maybe not. But it may, you know, maybe like you said, it was 2 a.m. and at least they're still serving. So that right there is a plus. So if you can get that kind of meal at 2 a.m, which you can get anything you want in Las Vegas.
Exactly.
And you don't even have to wear slacks. You can just wear shorts. And that's what's the best thing. So did that help that it was just that, oh shit, it's 2 a.m, I'm going to go get a Ruth's Chris steak. After gambling
from like 10 o'clock to midnight,
yeah.
You're hungry.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, most places are closed, and that's the only thing that's open.
Yep. Now, well, yeah, you could have gone over to Arizona Charlie's and got the deuces.
Of course.
Two eggs, two meat, two hash brown for $2.22.
Well, the shame is most of Ruth Chris up in Denver are closed.
You know, again, you know, things just seem to fail miserably in Denver. I don't know why. I mean, some things thrive and survive, and Elway's is a wonderful steakhouse. There's a couple other good steakhouses up in Denver.
The other place I'd love to take you to. Called Fleming's.
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 Hmm. Tell me about Fleming's.
Fleming's is almost good as Ruth Chris.
Okay.
It is a little bit more higher end, I think.
Yeah.
The same idea. Great, fancy steakhouse. Thick steaks.
Hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
And you can order as many scotch as you want or scotch whiskey to go along with your steak.
Sounds good to me. I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Heather.
Yes.
You like to eat a little bit.
I do.
Yeah. What's the best thing you can think of that you've had?
You know, this is really...
It's tough. I know it's tough because there's so many choices.
I know, but my choice you're going to laugh at. It's not very simple.
Well,
but do you remember the Valley Inn?
I do remember the Valley Inn.
Their chicken fried steak.
Well, tell people what the Valley Inn was before.
The Valley Inn was just this little local place down here on Main Street on the corner. And it used to be a Shakey's Pizza. Yep. And these people bought it and turned it into this little, like, home-style cafe restaurant thing. Mm-hmm. But they made the best chicken fried steak and fries, and then they'd pour the white gravy over it, the cream gravy. Oh, my God. Mm. It was so good. It was so good that was where I picked to go for my birthday meal.
Yep. Well, you know, just growing up, I remember the few years that was in existence. Just going there for a meal was enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And everything about it was good. It was
Service was always good. Yeah. The people were friendly, but that chicken fried steak with that gravy and those fries. Yeah.
It was solid. I mean, like you said, it's simple, but it's very solid. Mm-hmm. It was a good day's or good evening meal or whatever. Yeah. Wherever you went, whenever you went, it was going to be
worth
the money.
I had to choose between that and the fried zucchini at Three Thieves.
Mm.
And how sad is that? Because to me, nothing has compared to those two things.
Yeah.
When I was little.
Well,
anymore.
Yeah. You sometimes you like I was saying with Jay, you find something you like, and you spend the rest of your life looking for it,
mm-hmm.
and nothing really measures up. Yeah. Colin,
I don't think I've had the best thing I've ever had before yet.
Well, no.
He's still searching.
Okay. Let's analyze.
No,
that.
Seriously though,
you have had something up to this point.
Yeah, but there's nothing that's been outstanding except maybe the burger that I had in Vegas. That was really, really good
at the burger bar.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm.
You have lived such a sad life.
Yeah.
I have never had anything that I could call the best.
I mean, nothing at Rudy's.
Well, Rudy's like, is good. Yeah,
like
but I mean,
one certain day that's like, wow, this was beyond. Yeah.
Something that just makes you go, I love this. I want to go back for more. I want to eat this for the rest of my life.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing like that.
No. Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
So all you do is eat for sustenance.
No, I mean, I enjoy what I eat, usually, but there's nothing that I actually seek out because I liked it so much.
You're sure?
I mean, I really can't think of anything.
Nothing?
Qdoba?
Qdoba? Qdoba. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just absolutely dumbfounded that you can't pick a meal that you've had that was.
I like types of food.
Right, sure.
So that's what I seek out is types of food. I don't seek out a specific meal.
Well, what's your favorite type of food?
I like Italian.
Okay, so can you think of a really good Italian meal that you've had?
Really, I don't store these memories of meals. I'm old. Okay, I got to let some stuff go, and that's what I've been letting go.
It'll come as the closing music is playing.
It will. Yeah,
I bet it won't.
Wait, let me see if I can make it happen. Okay, so we've been talking about the best thing we ever ate. Yeah, nothing?
Nothing.
Damn, son of a bitch. It was like a Pavlov thing right here, the bell. And you're like, oh, it was that one place. You did eat. I steered you towards some good places, and you did refuse to eat at Diego, which you really should have eaten at in Vegas.
Did we refuse? What? I think we ran out of time.
No, you ate at Kraftwich or whatever.
What?
You were in the MGM. You ate at some little sandwich place instead of going to Diego because, as you put it, it looked too red.
Too red?
It was too red.
What?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
I remember looking at it and saying that it was too expensive. I've got you saying
that on the podcast like 2 years ago.
Wow. It's too red. See, I'm old.
Again, yeah.
I jettison stuff. I'm sorry.
But you did eat at the burger bar, and the burger bar is pretty goddamn good.
You know what would have been the best thing he ever ate, but we didn't do it because we didn't have time? Was the Genghis Grill.
When we were in Grand Junction.
It would have been up there. It's pretty good. I don't think it's the best thing I ever ate.
But it might have been the best thing he ever ate.
Possibly.
Yeah, because I eat shit.
Apparently. it might have been, but he never would have remembered it. You would have had to remind him about it. Yeah. And the reason we're spending so much time berating you is because I'm trying really hard to think what mine might be. Mm. I mean, because I've had so many good meals. I mean, I've eaten at the burger bar a couple
times.
So pick
one, bitch.
Whoa, okay. Well, I don't know. It's tough, like you said. Uh-huh. But at least I do have choices. Mm-hmm. I've eaten one of the best meals I ever had was at a very unlikely place, Circus Circus in Vegas. But within the Circus Circus, there's a steakhouse, and it's just called The Steakhouse at Circus Circus. And if you've ever been into Circus Circus, it's just horrible. It is really one of the worst places on earth. It's kind of dirty. It's just kind of depressing. It's circus-themed, which in and of itself makes me want to vomit. But just stuck off to the side is this total Chicago-style steakhouse, like you're entering a completely different world. All dark wood, perfect service. The steaks are all cooked on a giant mesquite kettle grill by these guys that have obviously been doing it for their entire life. And I don't know. I mean, I probably dropped $300 or $400 on this meal for everybody at the table, but I don't really care because the steak was cooked perfectly. And it had the nice crust, had that mesquite smokiness to it that you just can't get out of a broiler. Probably ordered the porterhouse because that's my go-to at any steakhouse. And the sides were fresh. They had an extensive selection of single malt scotch. And really, I mean, that was just, that's the kind of meal that I've been chasing at, you just can't get that at just every steakhouse. A lot of places are broiler joints, and I don't mind a broiled steak, but I prefer a grilled steak, and I prefer a perfectly grilled steak. And ironically enough, one of the best steaks I've had in recent memory was at the Outback, if you can believe that. I don't know if it was just the waitress was feeling kind of, helpful that day, but I asked for it rare, and she said, "Do you want it ultra rare?" And I said, "What do you mean?" And she said, 5, maybe 10 seconds on each side. And I said, "Shit, yeah, let's do that." And it was a tenderloin, but holy hell, it was good. And at the Outback, at a chain restaurant, I had a very, very good steak.
I think Outback has improved.
Oh, they've improved drastically,
This is the last time I was there.
Yeah. Yeah, and overall, the quality of their meat is good. The sides, their appetizers actually are getting more and more creative. They have the crab-stuffed shrimp, which if you're allergic to shellfish, that's that's just a quick death, but just tastes really, really good. Yeah, as far as chain restaurants go, Outback does a great job.
And I actually had the best steak I've ever had in my life at a Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, they do. Time. Yeah,
but I've never been able to duplicate it. It was that first one. It was just so good, and I went back there. I was like, it's not the same. It's still good, but it was not the same.
Texas Roadhouse have, to me, their steaks have shrunk.
Well, I'm sure that's just a sign of the times.
Yeah, first got it a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Well, maybe you just got bigger.
Man.
No,
I actually lost weight.
Okay, just checking, just spitballing, not calling you fat.
Oh, of course not.
No, not at all.
Actually, one of the other best thing I ever ate was crab. All you can eat crab.
Mmm. Yeah. Where at?
Up in Seattle.
Oh, well, yeah, right on the coast there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dungeness crabs, and they just keep bringing out plate after plate.
Mmm. That does sound good.
Yeah.
There's the station casinos in Las Vegas have, their buffet is called The Feast. Yeah. And on Friday nights, I think it's all you can eat crab legs on the buffet. And that's pretty darn good. You think, well, it's Vegas, but they get the stuff flown in pretty fresh. I mean, you know, as far as food goes, if you want to eat at a high-end restaurant, it'll be duplicated in Vegas. If it's not already, it will be eventually. That's a great place to go. You don't even have to gamble. If you just want to go eat, go to Las Vegas and enjoy the freaking food. But, yeah, the best seafood I've ever had is obviously on the coast somewhere. Had great crab when we visited D.C. We were very close to Baltimore. Had really, really a tremendous piece of fish at this steakhouse. No, it was a Cuban place in Boston called The Naked Fish. It was macadamia-encrusted mahi-mahi with fried plantains. That was a damn good meal. Yeah, might not be the best thing I ever ate, but it is goddamn close. So if you're ever in Boston, try The Naked Fish. It's a Cuban place, and holy hell, it's amazing. Oh, man, the best meal I've ever had. Fogo de Chão, maybe?
Comes close.
Comes close. Brazilian steakhouses. That's the place to go if you just want to be get stupid fat and just throw up, like, for hours later.
Yeah.
They just keep coming. They keep bringing the meat and slicing it off. And we talked about that a couple months ago on the birthday show with the unlimited meats. Can you come up with any other favorite? I mean, I'm not going to even come to you. You're good. Safe because you fail. Epic. I don't know. Do I have a fail sound effect at all? I don't know. But
you right. Failed.
You. I could just shout fail.
What is your major malfunction, numbnuts?
Or just
here's one other one.
Okay.
Raw oysters.
Okay.
Fresh raw oysters.
I'm not a huge fan of oysters, so you might have to sell me on this.
And this is like. They were a sampler plate.
Yeah.
About six of them, I think. And they're like the freshest oysters you ever tasted.
Yeah.
And it it's kind of, you know, you put a little Tabasco sauce on it to help it, but it's a smooth, a little salty. Mm-hmm. It goes down really good.
I'd seen a thing about these grilled oysters at this place in Louisiana that I want to really try. But now that BP has, you know, filled the Gulf with oil, I don't think that I'll be able to go down to Louisiana and they'll just be selling you chicken.
Unless you want 10W-40.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to. Maybe they'll burn quicker or something. I don't know. The whole thing just seems...
Layered in their own grease.
That's right. Just seems like it's screwing it up for us people who just want to go down and eat in these places. Just kind of pisses me off. Anything else you can think of that's like really best of?
Since you just brought up Louisiana, there's this great, I think it's great, Louisiana seafood kitchen called Papado. You ever been there?
Is that here in town?
It's not here, but there's one in Denver.
Oh,
it's a nationwide chain.
Right off the interstate. I've seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good seafood there. Always real fresh. They fly everything in daily.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of middle of the road. It's not terribly expensive, but it's not cheap either.
Right.
Really good seafood.
Well, and I do love good seafood. I've seen that, like, I can't even count, like, thousands of times. Like, hey, look, Papa Doe.
Yeah, it's like
hey,
right by I-25 in Bellevue.
Yeah.
Oh, I've been there.
Oh, so you have. So what do you think of it?
I love it.
Well, there you go.
Especially their fried potato or fried pickles.
Yeah, they have fried pickles. You can get alligator there.
Ooh. Well,
see, that's what I was going to bring up was deep fried alligator that I had in Florida.
Tell me more.
It was awesome. It was just little chunks of alligator, deep fried, and then they served it with butter, and you dip it in the butter. It was so good.
So is it kind of like lobster?
Kind of.
What does alligator taste like?
It's a little bit tougher of a texture.
Yeah, it kind of had like a stringy, toughy
kind of texture,
but
gamey fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but it was surprisingly good. I was very surprised that I enjoyed it as much as I did.
I've had alligator andouille, but never actually just chunks of alligator.
Kind of stringy. It was good.
So I would be much more interested in just like a Filet-O-Alligator as opposed to...
Well, at whatever restaurant we were at in Orlando, we got it as an appetizer.
Yeah.
And it was like, I just want this for my meal. This is really yummy.
You just ordered two.
Yeah.
Too bad they closed, but New South Wales.
Yeah, they served all kinds of exotic meats.
They used to serve alligator.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but now it's a mason jar.
Yes.
Never eaten there. Actually, no, we ate there years ago, I think, when
we were
kids.
Really little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember much about it.
I just remember drinking out of mason jars. That's all I remember.
Yep. Yeah, and boy, you know, when you're a kid, that's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, this is the best thing ever. Well, it's just like I used to go for my birthday. I used to go to the Trail Dust.
Yeah.
I don't remember ever eating there, but you know, the slide and all the other accoutrements.
Oh, I still remember eating the Trail Dust, even when I was little.
Yeah.
It's closed down now.
Well, there's one in Denver.
No, they closed it.
They closed it.
Oh, they did?
Yes, they did.
We were in stereo. It's there. No, it's not. Damn. Well, that's okay. It was probably never that good. It was just gimmicky.
It was as good as like Texas
Casa Bonita.
Casa
Bonita. Well, Casa Bonita apparently still going strong. And the best.
Not for the food.
Oh, the food is terrible. The food is like.
Sopapillas are good.
Sopapilla.
Well, how can you F up a sopapilla, really? But yeah, like the regular, just
everything
like
else
the regular
is,
dinner
so.
Food is like that old El Paso. That you can just find like Rosarita refried beans. It's just horrifying.
Okay.
Bad. The best time though, let me tell you this quick story. The best time we ever had at La Casita, we were seated really close to the divers. And so people were getting, you know, there's a little bit of spray, a little bit of splash coming up from the pool. And this, my dad's a diabetic, and this was back when he had to give himself regular shots. So he always kept syringes in his pocket. So he decided to fill his syringe up with water and just surreptitiously squirt people as they walked by. And then they'd be like, oh, I got hit by the pool. I don't know. For whatever reason, that was just the best time we ever had at Casa Bonita. Casa Bonita was the
best. Casa Bonita, to me, is like two steps above On the Border.
Yeah, On the Border is terrible.
Oh, hate On
the Border may well be not only just the worst Mexican food of all time, but the worst food I have ever eaten. I mean, the worst crap that they try to pass off as edible comes from On the Border. And yet it's wildly popular.
It's the go-to place for our work when they retire people.
Well, you know why? It's because they don't want them to come back. Mm-hmm. They're like, wow, this is so good. I want to come back and retire again. No, absolutely not. Thank you for sending me off with such a shitty, shitty meal. Of course, they do also go to Red Robin a lot.
Yeah, I suppose.
But maybe that's for birthdays. You're right. Old On the Border is for retirees.
Or just leaving, yeah.
Yeah, Red Robin is for birthdays. But yeah, what the hell? On the Border, I mean, what's your thought?
No.
Yeah, good.
No.
good, yeah. I'd have to lose a little respect for you if you thought
I think it's harsh to say that Casa Bonita is actually better than On the Border, but...
But it's true.
Is it?
I mean, you're talking, well, like when you're a zero, a two is an improvement. I mean, it's still an F, but I mean,
All right.
At least you're showing some progress. But yeah, no, horrifyingly bad. Both are bad. But On the Border does not have the sopapillas like Casa Bonita does.
Maybe that's it.
Casa Bonita can do one thing right.
The atmosphere of Casa Bonita brings it to a two. You're right.
Yeah, so. It does. Okay. Black Bart's Cave. I mean, without Black Bart's Cave, it would be a zero.
There's one other thing. A great piece of raw tuna at a sushi restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, the better...
That's always chasing.
Yeah. Or if they like you and they give you the slightly seared albacore.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that just a nice piece of slightly seared...
I miss wasabi.
Yeah, and I also miss Konami and all of our favorite Japanese restaurants go away. But, well, we'll have to... We found a couple better ones. Yeah. I mean,
Konami's gone?
Konami is gone. Did you ever eat at Konami?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Konami.
It's gone.
It's now like Jade Garden or some crappy Chinese place. Who eats at Chinese places?
Psh. I have no idea.
Jesus.
Billions of Chinese.
I know, right? It's like we find Japanese, and we love the Japanese, and the Japanese goes away. But there's still good Japanese. Sakura on the west side of town is still great. Fujiyama's not bad. AI's got good sushi.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the best sushi I ever had. Aha. What? Oh, you're going to say something?
Yes.
Oh, no.
The food at Persian Grill.
Oh.
Persian Grill, yes.
Talk about something that I miss on a daily basis. There's so
be chasing that forever. Trying to
yeah.
That
there's this little place that was downtown. What was it, on Bijou?
I think so.
Yeah, I think Bijou. It was on Bijou. Yeah. And it was called the Persian Grill. And a lot of people were all up in arms because it wasn't authentically Persian. Well, it was owned by two Persian guys. I mean, so come on. It was like, they're like from Tehran. But it served like Greek food.
Really?
But it was like the best Greek food you ever had.
So good.
And good portions for the price.
Yeah. We'd go and get the special, which was like two kebabs and a whole like shitload of gyro meat and some rice and some falafel. And
they make the best falafel.
Yeah, the best falafel I've ever had. I have never had a falafel. It was almost like a hush puppy. It was so falafel-y. But yeah, gone. They're just flat out gone.
This past month, I've had close to good falafel.
Really? Where at?
Up in Vancouver.
Fucking Canada again. Yes. Jesus.
And
can't just drive down and get it.
It was a falafel pita.
Okay, yeah.
They put a bunch of falafels in a pita and put some yogurt sauce over it.
Yeah, that tzatziki.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, they used to do that at Persian Grill too. You get the falafel sandwich, as they called it. Exactly. Even though it wasn't a sandwich, it was more of a gyro. But yeah, God, I miss that place too. Every day I miss that place. I think, where am I ever going to get a falafel that good?
Yeah, and we tried the Greek place by our house. It's not actually that bad.
But it's not good.
But it's not Persian Grill.
It's not Persian Grill.
No.
Grand Hero?
Grand
Hero. The one over by the old Albertsons?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I tried their kebabs. I was just horrified by the taste.
Really?
We didn't have the kebabs.
No, we didn't do the kebabs.
Well, then don't have the kebabs.
I think you should try also the place over by Awesome Bluff.
I have. I've eaten there. It's
That's not bad.
Passable, but certainly no Persian Grill. And how did this show go from the best thing I ever ate to where not to eat? It just seems strange. But you have been listening to the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, Best Thing I Ever Ate edition. I'm Derek Knight from sonofcheese.com. Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com have joined us.
Goodbye.
My sister Heather from Matted Spam.
Bye-bye.
Ray Louie, who just loves to eat food.
Bye-bye.
And Jason Ozent from redrumradio.com.
See ya.
And we will be back again with another episode, potentially another food episode, maybe another music, or maybe just talking about random bullshit. But anyway, we'll be back with another episode of the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour next week.
The German place. I was just getting ready to say the German place.